you have books and DVDs called Mouth Sounds, where you teach people to make all kinds of noises. Now, I've been trying for 30-plus years to whistle, and I've never managed it. But I've never had pointers from a professional. Can you help me whistle?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about just the classic... The pucker whistle.
Anything even remotely approaching a whistle, I can't do it.
Well, the pucker whistle, the thing about whistles in general, like flutes, they're, nothing vibrates except the air itself. That's why they sound so interesting. So it's not a reed vibrating or anything else. What you're doing is setting up these little series of vibrations. And here's what you do. You must look in a mirror. And most people, they can't pucker whistle because they don't keep the hole in the center of their mouth round. So it's just a little tiny hole, little tiny, and you don't blow very hard. But keep it as round as possible, and just like you're making a kiss in the air, but you blow air. Now, let me hear. Oftentimes, your tongue is in the way. Drop your tongue to the floor of the floor of your mouth, and then pucker. If you had a mirror, that'd be the best to see, because usually it's elliptical or something. That won't work. It has to be round. But try that with, and drop your tongue to the floor of your mouth.
Just blow. I'm blowing out.
You're blowing out very, very gently. You know, it's almost. I can do that face to face, and in the book, I can do it. Yo, that was it. That was good. Now, don't blow too hard. It's barely a little blow. But if you get it very round, you don't have any reflection. Can you look on your computer screen?
Well, I've got a window in my booth in front of me that has a bit of a reflection to it.
If you can see, if it's round, that's the number one problem. Is people just, it's a little slit in the side, or they don't quite close it up. If you iterate and get there, when you make that round, you will get that sound. Just blow. Let me save another whistle. It's really hard. I have diagrams in the book how to do that. You know, you can do the, help me put the phone down. That's called a hand coup, but I don't think I can. It's too complicated to describe with words. I have to. If you saw the pictures, it's pretty easy to do. The taxi whistle is the one, and that's too. Again, you need to look in a mirror, but you fold your tongue back and you blow across it. And it's too difficult to describe just with words. The pictures. That's the thing about all these sounds that I learned from these old guys, is that it's an old folk art that was just passed on from, I'm not sure, father to son, but, you know, brother to brother, and it was just passed on to people because you see it. Once you see it, you can do it. And the real thing is, why do these sounds? I just love, you know, to do a dog bark that you can fool a dog and make the dog run to the window. I mean, that's just a interspecies high five, you know. I love doing all the sounds, always have.